Hi, guys. Number two here from the UK. The Sick and Wrong podcast is simply, simply lovely. Be seeing you.
Listen, living, listening to Synchronon. Sick and Wrong. Yes, you're listening to Sick and Wrong.
The Sick and Wrong, the world source for antisocial commentary.
God, what a bunch of scumbags.
Good evening, and welcome to the Sick and Wrong Holiday Show Spectacular Part 1. I'm one of your hosts, D. Simon.
And I'm your other host, Harrison.
Happy holidays there, Harrison. Happy Hanukkah. It's Hanukkah right now.
It is Hanukkah, yeah.
Did you know it was Hanukkah?
I did.
I didn't even know until someone told me. Some guy I work with is like, dude, what are you doing for Hanukkah? And I'm like, nothing. What are you supposed to do for Hanukkah?
You light the menorah.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like...
The labia menorah.
Light the labia up. Menorah.
Yeah, light it up. You know?
Do your parents actually do that? Because you're kind of a half-breed. Do they even have a menorah?
Nah.
So you guys never did? My
When my bubby was alive, sure.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I think it's like when kids... I was trying to explain this to somebody. Like, Hanukkah is not as significant as Christmas. Christmas is a big deal. Like, families have other traditions. They've been doing it for years. Hanukkah is just kind of a minor story, not even in the Torah. It's like it's a story about the Maccabees that they tacked on so they could give Jewish kids gifts.
Yeah, and it doesn't make any sense because it's like, what was it? Like, the Jews were, like, running away from some people... Right,
and they hid in the temple.
They hid in the temple,
yeah.
But they only had enough oil for one night.
But it lasted 8 nights.
But how does that keep out the people that are trying to kill them?
Well, that's what I didn't understand.
That doesn't make any sense. Like the guys are like, "Let's go in and get them, boys." It's like, wait a minute, it's really well lit in there. You know what I mean? Let's not do this. Let's just go home. Fuck that.
The other thing it's like, why would you lionize people who just hid away from other people? It's not like they came out and beat the shit out of everybody. It wasn't like fucking the movie Roadhouse or
Why
something.
Don't they make a holiday about the golem?
Yeah.
Know, that's way like, cooler.
That's cooler.
That's like you make a thing and, you know, it kills some folk and it doesn't work out, but it's cool.
Maybe that's the Hanukkah miracle. Like, they all hid out in the temple, made this big badass golem, like the fucking A-Team.
Yeah.
They were trapped in this, like, cave.
Yeah.
They made this big badass fucking, instead of a vehicle, but like a big badass golem. It came out and killed all the Romans or whoever else is persecuting the Jews.
Sure.
No, it's not like that.
No.
It's like, no, the Jews hid away and they had, you know, oil for 8 days in their lamp.
Yeah.
So now you got to eat like potato latkes and play with a dreidel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. God, I never understood that.
I made hash browns.
Yeah.
The other day.
I guess that's kind of close.
Yeah. It's close enough. But
dreidels are also kind of really phallic, aren't they? I always thought that was kind of weird.
Nope.
Yeah, they look like little dicks.
No, they don't.
So we got to play with little dicks.
They look nothing like dicks.
They totally look like dicks. Like, they look like little dickheads.
If they were longer.
If you chopped off dicks. I'm saying if you chopped off dicks, that's what a dreidel looks like.
I suppose.
Like a dickhead.
An obelisk. All right, fuck off.
Anyway, so what are you doing for your holiday? Are you going back east?
Yeah, I'm going back east.
Yeah, going to do Christmas with the fam?
Yeah.
Do you guys have Christmas traditions? Do you guys, like, sing songs, roast chestnuts?
No.
No. Masturbate to pictures of Jesus.
Yeah.
Do you do anything? Do you just go back or do you just sit in your... I
masturbate to Gremlins parody porn.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That would be fun. Gremlins XXX. You could almost do any movie and just add XXX to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be kind of cool.
No, there's no... You just eat and you see people that you normally don't see.
Oh, so wait, you get together with, like, the extended family, too.
Extended family, yeah.
For like a day. Wow, that's got to be fun.
Yeah, they're cool, you know? They're all right.
Yeah, I guess it's not that bad.
Yeah.
But you'll be back here for New Year's, or do you stay over there for New Year's?
I'll be back here for New Year's. I fucking hate New Year's.
New Year's is another thing. Yeah. It's just another obligation.
Yeah.
Especially in this city, it's so fucking expensive to do anything on New Year's.
I don't want to do anything. I'm probably going to have to do something.
I'm going to see the Misfits reunion show on December 30th.
I thought you were selling those.
No, I have tickets, but I have two extra tickets that I'm selling to a friend of mine.
Yeah.
But you know what's crazy about this show? So it's at the Forum, the Forum in Inglewood. So it's kind of in like, Inglewood's kind of the ghetto. It's next to like fucking Compton. You know, it's like, sure, it's not a great place to go to drive around. But the Forum just pisses me off. I fucking hate that spot. I mean, it doesn't sound terrible, but it's just such an inconvenience. It's all the way out in fucking Inglewood. There's no way to get there except for driving. And then, like, parking, they charge, like, $30 to park, and it's this big stadium. You got to go through all, like, security, like, retina scans, like, fucking cavity checks. Like, they're crazy about their security there. But the worst thing about it, Danzig will not tolerate anybody taking videos or pictures.
What?
So you have to get a Yonder case for your phone.
What the fuck is that?
I had never heard of this either.
Yeah.
Apparently, they use them now for standardized testing.
Yeah.
So it's a company called Yonder, Yondr.
Yeah.
And you could do a search for Yonder on YouTube, and you can see what I'm talking about. It's a pouch that you put your phone in, and they lock it, and you can't open it, and you got to carry the pouch around with you the whole show. And then
Do you have to pay for it? They give it back at the end.
Yeah. And if you want to use your phone, you got to go to a Yonder unlocking station, and they'll unlock it for you.
That's fucking insane.
It's insane. I've never heard of anything more retarded than that in all my life.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that. I think maybe because Danzig just doesn't want people to see how old he looks now or something. I'm not sure.
Right. No, that's definitely it.
I mean, what a megalomaniac.
He's very vain. He's always been vain.
Yeah, so we have to, like,
he wears lifts, for God's sakes.
Yeah. I know. The guy's only, like, 5'4".
Yeah.
But he wants everyone to think he's 5'6".
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. So now we got to get these Yonder cases to go see this show.
Wow.
I'm down to see the mist. I'm just going to leave my phone at home. I don't give a shit. I kind of hate when people take fucking cell phone videos the whole time of a fucking show. Anyway.
I do too. That's stupid.
It's stupid. It's stupid in the picture. Unless you're, like, up in, like, the front row, the picture's going to look like shit.
Yeah.
You know, I do that too, because sometimes you're there, you're like, I want to take a picture of this. And then, like, a year from now, I'll look through and be like, I can't even tell what show this is.
Yeah.
I can't even see the people. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, I'm gonna end up doing that on. I don't know what we're gonna do for New Year's. I fucking hate the holiday. I gotta go to San Diego to hang out with the Mrs. family.
Yeah, it's all bad.
Yeah, they do a whole. I mean, that's the thing with, like, dating me. It's kind of. I feel like it's kind of unfair because A, my parents are dead.
Yeah.
B, I'm Jewish, so I don't even celebrate the holidays. So she never has to, like, split time to be like, well, we gotta do Christmas Eve with these parents.
Yeah.
And you got some. Yeah, she gets a pass. Hmm. Like, I have no choice. I got to go down and, because I wouldn't be doing anything otherwise.
Yeah.
I think my favorite Christmas memories is just being by myself on Christmas, smoking weed, masturbating to porn, watching horror movies, and getting drunk.
Yeah.
For 2 days straight. Or playing video games, because you don't have anything to do.
That sounds great.
You got
great.
The time off. Doesn't that sound amazing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's kind of your life anyway, isn't it?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not that bad. So you know what's a good thing about, actually, I'm kind of envious about your current state of being unemployed. Sure, you might not be able to afford a slice of pizza. However, you don't have to deal with an office secret Santa.
That's true.
God.
Yeah, I know.
Did you miss that shit?
Do I miss having a secret Santa? No, I don't.
You had to do that? Did you, at your old job,
yes,
did you guys do white elephants?
Not my, maybe three jobs ago, I had to do that.
The fucking white elephant or a secret Santa?
I don't know what a white elephant is.
It does sound racist.
I don't think so.
It's kind of like a secret Santa. A secret Santa, you just get one, you draw a name and you got to buy a gift for that one person.
Mm.
The white elephant is, it's like, oh, everybody spends up to like $20, get a gift, put it in a pile, and people like draw numbers and they get to pick a gift and you can steal other people's gifts. Have you heard that gift can be stolen like up to two times or something?
Oh, God. Yeah, I think I have heard of that.
I prefer doing that though, because you could do that. You could just go get anything. Like, I'll go to a gas station and just buy something and wrap it in newspaper. And then that's the white elephant. No one knows who gave it to you or who brought that gift.
Yeah.
You know, usually if it was like a shitty gift, they knew it was me. But it was like this year, though.
That's mighty white of you, D.
White elephant of
you. Yeah.
But this year, we have to do a fucking secret Santa. Yeah. And I was like, and it pissed me off because we're at work and we're talking about it. And we have this new girl. She used to be in HR and now she's on our team. And she's got that like HR sentiment. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Very upbeat, very enthusiastic about life.
But secretly evil.
Very evil.
Yeah.
Like you could tell that she will just tear your soul apart and smile.
Yeah.
And like the one thing she does when she gets excited, she goes, like she claps her hands like really excitedly.
What the fuck?
I don't know, man. She's foreign. She's foreign. She worked in HR. Now she's on our team as like a coordinator or something.
Foreigners make good HR people.
Yeah, well, because they're, you know, especially Eastern European foreigners. I think she's from like Hungary or something.
Yeah.
You know, they have no like, you know, no feelings, no, no pathos. You know, they're just sitting there just like, yeah, fine. I'm sure. Now your children, we're going to, you're laid off. Yeah. You have no job. Yeah. You know, I don't even care that your wife's pregnant. Yeah. That's just the way the cards roll. You know, the cards roll.
Says the Christ killer that holds nothing sacred.
Yeah. Nothing sacred. I couldn't do HR anyway, just because I just hate having to deal with people like that. But so anyway, she's on our team. And so last year, I remember my boss was just kind of like, do you guys want to do Secret Santa?
No.
And everyone's like, no. And she's like, all right, fuck it. Let's just not do it.
Okay.
And she's like, we'll go do a lunch instead. And I'm like, that's awesome. Yeah. Let's do like a 2-hour lunch. I'm totally down with that. This year, the HR chick was like, so do you guys want to do Secret Santa? I've made some plans. And then everyone's like, well, and I was like, no, let's not do it. Let's do what we did last year, is have a lunch. And then they did a vote. And I was like, me and one other girl are like the two odd people out. And I was like, well, how about I do hers, my Secret Santa? And then she does me, and we just don't get each other gifts.
Yeah.
And so we're going to do that. And then I find out that the girl that was supposed to be my partner ends up doing the Secret Santas. Now, I'm the only person not doing it. You know, you can't do that at work because he's the odd man out. So I'm like, all right, fuck it, I'll do it.
Yeah.
So the name I get is my fucking boss. And we had to fill out these cards where it's like, your interest, interest one, interest two. Hers is like crafting, cooking, sewing. Yeah. And I'm just like, fuck. So I got to go spend $20 on this. My interest was whiskey, and whiskey.
Right.
It's just easy. Yeah. Just go buy a bottle of whiskey.
Interests? What are the interests you have to deal with?
For her, cooking, sewing, and crafting.
Oh, okay.
I already got her a gift.
Okay.
You know what I got her? And I'm not quite sure how this is going to go over, but I would like a gift like this. I went on eBay, and I found a pair of
a homunculus crafted from putrefied semen.
I wanted to get that, but it was too expensive. It was out of the range because it was like $20. Now I got a pair of vintage decorative Hall & Oates spoons.
Did you really?
Yeah, they're pretty amazing.
That's
I think the 80s. Yeah. You know how, like, who collects spoons? Mm. Do people do that? Is that a thing?
Spoon man. Yeah.
Cornell? Yeah. That's why he killed himself.
Yeah, if I had written that song, I would kill myself. Because there's no reason to live.
But I don't get it. When did that become a thing? Like, people collect spoons. Do old people collect spoons? Do young people collect spoons?
Murderers and weirdos, communists.
I don't know. So someone
Bolshevists
apparently in the 80s made a pair of Hall & Oates collector spoons. Mm. So I don't know if that goes into the cooking, crafting, or sewing category, but it definitely goes in the cool category. We'll see how that goes over next week.
Bolshevism.
Oh, yeah. Hmm. But that's the thing. It's just like, if I don't get whiskey, though, I'm going to be upset. Because all my interest was just whiskey, so it's like, that's an easy thing to buy.
Right.
Oh, whatever. We'll have to see. Hmm. Fucking hate the holidays.
Word.
Speaking of holidays, this is kind of interesting. I read an article here. Shocking new poll reveals that British people don't believe Die Hard's a Christmas movie.
Why? Did they ask why? Did they say why?
You know, I don't know. It's like after Brexit, it seems like most of them can't be trusted anyway.
Right.
To even make their own personal decisions.
No, they can't. But nobody can be trusted anywhere, apparently.
But in a new poll, half of Britons, 50%, say they do not consider movies that are set at, but are not about Christmas, to be Christmas movies.
They're not about Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's not about Christmas, but it's set at Christmas.
Okay.
And a shocking 52% of those asked claim that Die Hard itself, the movie with Bruce Willis about terrorist attack in L.A., was not a Christmas film.
So I'm looking at a list of, unexpected Christmas movies, okay? Die Hard is number one.
Exactly.
Lethal Weapon, number two.
I didn't even know that was a Christmas movie.
Gremlins,
okay. It's a Christmas movie.
First Blood.
What, Rambo even, First Blood was a Christmas
movie? I don't even remember that movie really well.
I remember that. He was like a Vietnam War veteran. He gets all PTSD and kills a bunch of cops.
He kills a bunch of cops.
Yeah, in like Washington or something.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, and then that's about it. A bunch of other shit I've never heard of. So,
yeah, 52% of those asked claim Die Hard itself is not a Christmas film. And only 30% agree that Die Hard was a Christmas film, while a surprising 18% admitted they weren't sure. I don't even understand that.
He wears a Santa hat.
And they're at a Christmas party. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a Christmas movie.
It is.
I was shocked. I was like, you know, the English kind of piss me off about certain things. Mm. Like they don't play football. They call football, you know, soccer and they consider it to be football. It's kind of annoying. They still have a queen. You don't need a queen.
You don't need it.
You don't need a queen.
It's
unnecessary. And now they don't consider Die Hard to be a Christmas film. I just don't get it.
Did they ask them about Gremlins?
No, they didn't, but they should have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember the weird subplot in Gremlins about like the fucking, how like her Phoebe Cates character's dad dressed up as Santa for Christmas and tried to come down the chimney, but got stuck in the chimney and died. And that's why she hates Christmas.
Well, wait, who is that? Was that the girl?
Yeah, the girl, girlfriend?
Phoebe Cates. In,
Phoebe Cates from fucking the Spicoli movie.
Oh, Fast Times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that. Her dad got stuck in the chimney and he died of, like, he froze to death, probably?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why she hates Christmas.
That's why she hates Christmas.
Wow, I didn't even know that.
So the whole movie, she's just like, yep, see, I was right. Christmas sucks because there's fucking gremlins everywhere and they're destroying everything.
God, I would love to date a girl who had that kind of attitude. I'd probably marry her.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, though. Dude, Die Hard is a film about the spirit of friendship. Which is something Jesus tried to teach. The gift of freedom.
Him and Carl Winslow?
Yeah.
They're friends?
Carl, they became really good friends.
Right, yeah, okay.
The gift of freedom.
Yep.
And there's even a pregnant woman in it.
Right. Okay.
How can you get any more Christmassy than that?
Yeah.
Germans. I don't know what the fuck they're smoking over there.
Mm.
Anyway. People, this is the Holiday Show Spectacular. It's part one, because we're going to do part one. Harrison's going to be on this show. And then part two, because I like to take a couple weeks off during the holidays. Part two... it's going to be done next week with Steele, and Wackerly said he's going to be on it. So if you want to call and be a part of the show, just give us a call, 323-522-4032, and you can ask questions to Wackerly if you want to, or Steele. I'm probably going to have some other guests. This week, though, I did get actually a special guest on the show, which I was quite surprised that he agreed to be on it. So... I know I just explained it to you tonight.
You did.
But this has become like quite a fad in England.
Okay.
And it's kind of blown up over there. A lot of our English fans have been sending me, every week they send me video links to it. So
I think some people sent me video links to it too.
And you don't watch it because you get upset.
I didn't listen to it. I just, because there's somebody who just sends me porn clips.
Yeah, that guy David.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that guy's clips, but you get all butthurt about it.
I do. I don't like it. I don't like anybody presuming to know what kind of porn I'm into. I don't like this whole idea of sharing porn with people. You know what I mean?
I think he's just being funny about it. He thinks it's funny. But yeah, he does send a lot. Though. Once you encourage him, he just starts sending
him
it to
several
you.
Times. I've threatened to block him. I don't like it. So I just thought it was, I didn't know there was like a whole thing behind it with a guy doing voices.
Well, you probably just saw a porn clip.
Because I didn't click on the audio thing.
Well, you also kind of hate that kind of porn. Like don't you hate like Shiza porn?
Yeah. And, who doesn't? What is wrong with you
Dude,
people?
You're such a weirdo.
I pull up my Facebook and there's like fucking somebody shitting into something. Like, I'm done. It's over. I'm done. I will block your whole family, you know?
So anyway, the videos are called they're from the Simply Lovely Brotherhood. And the guy, the narrator, his name's Number Two. He goes by Number Two. He's shrouded in secrecy, this guy. But Number Two, he has this like voice where he narrates over these porn clips. So people send him just like thousands of videos. And he goes through and he puts a 4-minute clip together. And he just comments on it. And usually there'll be like a really attractive girl with like massive titties. And he'll be like, oh, simply lovely. Simply lovely, madam. And then the next clip will be like, yeah, a woman shitting into a pair of high heel shoes and stepping in it. And he'll be like, oh. You know, but his voice is hilarious. His enthusiasm is genuine. And yeah, it's pretty interesting. And now
you're gushing.
Well, I'm fanboy.
Yeah.
And now it got to the point where he starts off the videos with like just all these random people there, just like Simply Lovely, and they're doing like the OK symbol thing on their eyes, and it's like a thing that they do in England now.
Okay.
And he was telling me that some race car driver before a race was like, Simply Lovely, and it's like taken off. So anyway, I contacted him on Twitter, and he wrote back. And Yeah, and he I messaged him. I was like, hey, you know, I'm a big fan. I love what you're doing. Cracks me up. And yeah. I'd love to have you on the show just to chat about it, because it'd be cool to promote it here in the U.S. and get people to be into it. And so he's like, all right, I'll chat with you. It was kind of late, too. It was like 2 in the morning last night. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I'll chat with you first, because I think he kind of wanted to feel it out.
Sure.
So I called him today, and we talked for like an hour. I mean, really interesting guy. Hmm. He's and he talked exactly like his voice, his accent's a Yorkshire accent, northerner. And he talks the same voice that he does in the narration of these films. So we started chatting about it, and then I was like, you want to do, let's get on the show. So I talked to him for like 20 minutes about Simply Lovely, what it means, what the future holds for it. And very interesting guy. So, in just 1 minute, we're going to play an interview with number two from the Simply Lovely Brotherhood. And then after that, we're going to actually call up fans from the patrons from the $20 tier, because one of the rewards that we're giving to the $20 tier on Patreon, the Bath Salts Bestiality Brigade,
is
that we're going to call them and personally interview them on the show. Hmm. So we're going to do that in a second, too. Are you drinking eggnog over there?
I'm eating these terrible cookies.
Yeah, this is like full-on holiday show. We've got Christmas cookies. We got eggnog with brandy that tastes just like
battery
vomit.
Acid.
Does it taste like vomit?
Vomit and battery acid.
Yeah, it like tastes like someone poured battery acid in vomit. It's the holiday
show.
It's
so bad.
It's the holiday
show. It's so fucking bad.
So anyway,
the brandy's in it. That's the motto.
Yeah, you don't have to mix it together.
Yeah,
it's already pre-mixed.
Great.
It's great. So, people, this is Sick Wrong Holiday Show Spectacular Part 1. It's always a mess because we're getting drunk. Right now, we're going to have an interview with number two from the Simply Lovely Brotherhood. But first, here's a word about our Patreon page.
Do you need more Sick and Wrong in your life? Do you need one more news story to make you feel normal? Are 3 phone calls barely enough to feed the raging beast of desire? Well, then it's time for you to get the help you need and become a Sick and Wrong patron. Sign up at patreon.com/sickandwrong, and you'll have access to exclusive Patreon-only content such as news stories, extra phone calls, and much, much more. Become a patron today and help us make a better Sick and Wrong for tomorrow. That's patreon.com/sickandwrong.
Hello.
Number two. How's it going?
Yeah, I'm fine. How are you?
Doing good. It's D. Simon here calling you from Sick and Wrong. Happy holidays.
Holidays to you.
Yeah.
Do you have the same Christmas as what we do? I thought... Pardon me for the ignorance, but do you have this, you know, the 25th of December, is that your Christmas?
Yeah, well, I'm Jewish, so mine's Hanukkah, but yeah, I think the Christmas here is the same, I think it's the same Christmas all around the world, isn't it?
Ah, 25th? But you have a thing called Thanksgiving, don't you? Is that what you guys have?
We have Thanksgiving, but you know what, what we don't have is we don't have Boxing Day. Isn't that, that's a UK thing, right?
Yeah, for cleaning the rubbish up, and we've got a lot to clean up. Let me tell you, dear.
Is that what Boxing Day is all about? It's like we're supposed to clean up, like we're going out and cleaning up the boxes.
Yes, and like I said, it's only supposed to be boxes, but we've got a lot of rubbish to clean up in the UK at the moment.
You do have a lot. So we're live here with number two from Simply Lovely. I gotta say, it's my favorite thing on the internet right now. You got. I look forward to.
Good of you to say.
Every time a video comes out, I get like, I don't know, I probably have 50 people sending me a link to it, and I gotta say, I love it. So tell me about how often do the videos come out? How often do you do this?
That's very good of you to say, Dean. It's very nice to meet you, sir. Very nice.
It's nice to meet you,
too. It comes out every Saturday. Every Saturday it comes out. And it's sent out to what we call like an inner circle, a brotherhood. So we've taken the word simply lovely and we've put it together with a brotherhood. And I think you guys in America, don't you call them gangs or groups or associations, something like that. We like to call it the SLB for sure.
The Simply Lovely Brotherhood. And so where do the videos come from? You get like a degree of filth in some of these videos. I mean filth. I don't want to say filth. They're hilarious. But they're videos that I don't know how you come across this stuff. Do you find the material? Do people send it to you?
Well, that's what's funny about it, Dee. I don't. All that material comes in from all over the world. Do you know what I mean? I would say, at places like New Zealand and Australia, they're more, they sometimes go over the top. Does that make sense? But, places like Germany and Holland aren't far behind, type of thing. But, they sent in, and how it's worked is, because it's 4 minutes long, is... Mm. The most popular item that's sent in is put on. Like last week or a couple of weeks ago, there was a lady, I don't know whether you'd call her a lady in America, but she's shit in her shoes.
I saw
and
that.
Pissed in them, and then she stood in them.
And she's now, sitting in
I'm
the shoes,
I'm glad I
yeah.
didn't have anything to eat because I was begging for us to move on, which is quite bizarre because... There's only me there, but you know what I mean? And I couldn't get it. But when I looked at the statistics, which was, I don't know, maybe over 100,000 people had sent it in, I think they were saying, fucking hell, there's some really fucked up people in the world. But if that's what they're into, who am I to argue?
I got to say, I've been recording my show, Sick and Wrong, for like 10 years, and some of the videos that people have sent to me, I can't even say. I'm just like, I've never seen anything like that. I almost feel like, I might like get arrested for watching it. It's so horrifying.
What a comment, D. What a comment. I like that. I'll use that comment. I almost feel like I'll get arrested for that. I like that. I do
like that.
To catch they said to us that us in the UK, we're more conservative than you in America or the other way around, but no, I get you. So maybe it's fun, but that's maybe where we're getting it wrong across the channel. We should just have a laugh with each other.
Well, that's what I love about it, because it's so genuine. Like, you are genuinely laughing, and there's so much like emotion. It's so authentic in the way you narrate these videos. So you get the videos. People send it to you. You put it together. You narrate over it. You put it out. How long you been doing it? How did it start?
Well, it started with an argument over Facebook from some younger people, because people are so fascinated now in Facebook. You know what I mean? And it's all set up to, in my opinion, as I tell, the guys that watch my stuff, it used to be fun, but it's not anymore. It's given people an opportunity to lie about their lives. Does that make sense?
That's exactly how our current president got elected.
Through Facebook. We don't go there. We don't do politics. It's simply lovely. But I get what you mean.
I see what you're saying, though. With Facebook, people go there now. Instead of trying to think critically, they go to Facebook.
Yeah.
And they believe everything that they read in Facebook.
Well, we get people now in the UK, they'll go to, furniture shops. You know what that is? Like where you buy your chairs and things?
Oh, okay. I thought in like the UK that was going to be like a gay cruising spotter. That's where you go dogging. You go dogging at the furniture shop. It's a real furniture shop?
No, dogging. In dogging, they use their own cars. They don't use chairs type of thing. But they've got a furniture shops and they'll take photos of them lying on a bed that they don't fucking own. They haven't even bought it. You know what I mean? But... Oh, look at my new bed, or look at my new TV set, or my, and all that. And so I said, to get away from all that, if you do something that's regular, you know, like weekly, like I think they used to call them vlogs, but we changed it to blog, and then you can't do anything but tell the truth because you get found out, don't you?
Because people know. People can figure it out.
Well, you know, they know. Like some of the ladies and gents that we use, you know, that send their stuff in, we used to call it in the old days, readers' wives. And all of a sudden, you know, you guys invented these mobile phones that do these great videos. So you'll go to a wood and you'll start shagging your best mate's wife. I don't know if you call it shagging in America.
Yeah, you
fucking
it?
Your best mate's wife while your mate films it. Then he wants to put it on the internet. Do you know what I mean? And all his mates will say, well, to be fair, Johnny, or whatever you want to call him, you did tell us that she were a great shag. You know what I mean? And he goes, yeah, but watch this part. He'll stick it up her arse in the middle. You know? And you think, isn't that more honest than some fucking politician telling you that he's going to reduce tax by fucking 50%? Of course it is. Because that's real life. And so, as we got that across, it began to grow. So it's not all about sex and rock and roll. It's about, you know, funny things.
It's about having a laugh.
Yeah, just having a laugh. Some of the greatest things came out of America, in my opinion, were people like Charlie Chaplin and people like, you know, the Three Stooges. Yeah, Jerry Lewis. And all it was what we call in the UK, just slapstick. They were just having a laugh.
Yeah,
so you've
exactly
not necessarily got to, you know, find something. You just hear the laugh and you laugh because it's funny. You know?
Do you ever get, like, the people that send in videos that you just reject? Like, you're like, we're not even going to play this one.
Oh, God, yes. You know what I mean? I mean, that was very close, that one, shitting in her shoes. You know what I mean? I mean, what got me about that was they were fucking high heels. They were like, flat things. Do you know what I mean? And how long did she save that waist up for? Because she filled both shoes. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, they're going about, is it your guy Spielberg and all this GGS, whatever he invented? You know, this stuff's real. You know what I mean? And what kind of amateur. But yes, so they send it in on the hope that it's going to feature. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and yeah,
yeah
we get a bit of aggro when something, well, we get some aggro, you know, when it don't feature. You know what I mean? I mean, we have a special dog on it called Rex. But Rex is any dog. You know what I mean? I mean, this week, this
any
little tiny
Rex.
Jack Russell. I don't know if it's, you call him Jack Russell over there.
Oh,
jumping
off
back of this Rottweiler. You know, and going through the motion of shagging him. Well, that to us is quite hilarious because it's like the little fella, innit? We always like to stick up for little fella. And it took him 3 attempts to jump on the thing's back. It was fucking hilarious. You know what I mean? And stuff like that. You know, we find it, you know, quite hilarious. I mean, some guy's falling over something, pissed. Well, it's come to that holiday period, isn't it? You get all these guys pissed and they don't know when to stop. And if somebody films it, it looks quite hilarious, doesn't it? Because that guy's going to wake up tomorrow and say, oh my God, did I do anything silly? Fucking too right you did. You fell over the fucking sidewalk, you know what I mean? Straight over the top barrier, you know, and all that type of thing.
Well,
so
that's the thing now, though. Anything you do is probably going to be on tape. So when you go get drunk at the pub, and then you go and get in a fight with someone, and you get knocked out silly, it's going to be on tape. You know, then people are going to record
some of it looks quite funny, doesn't it? You know what I mean? So that means that some of the greatest funny stories that we should have seen was before we had mobile phones with a camera.
You know, I'm actually...
And don't get me wrong.
I'm an older guy, and I'm glad I grew up, you know, went to high school and all that before the cell phones. Because I did a lot of stupid shit when I was a kid, and I'm glad there's no, like, historical reference of that. I'm glad someone can't go to YouTube and do a search for all the stupid shit that I did.
Yeah, yeah.
I
hope you find this interesting. But for you guys that's into Formula One, they're all supposed to be into, you know, this Simply Lovely, you know, thing, Formula One. And a couple of weeks ago, when they was in America, the race was in America, the Max Verstappen tried to do it, and this is what I've been told, he tried to say the word Simply Lovely, which is what we say. It's like you guys would say good morning, you know, it's Simply Lovely type of thing. And the week after, they were in Mexico, and something like 5 billion people were watching the race where good old Lewis Hamilton, who was an English lad, won it. And Max Fatin can be seen on YouTube or whatever saying the words as he's pulling away from the crash. He actually says, simply, simply lovely. And all his team, Red Bull team, say it back to him.
Oh, now, my God,
that
that's
just gives
amazing.
You some idea.
Brilliant.
Well, just look at the politics in Formula One. It's the same thing. They just want to laugh again. You know,
they just want to have fun. That's what
you know,
it's
you
about.
You guys, I'm getting on my soapbox here a bit now. But you guys invented a great symbol of a guy that had a smile. You know, a little smiley face.
Yeah, the little yellow iconic smiley face thing. Did we?
Yeah, but you guys invented that, yeah, and you've run away from it, just like they have done in the United Kingdom. So we just put simply lovely there, just for a laugh every Saturday. It's only 4 minutes long, but it's just a laugh. You know.
And it's taken off. Like, people love it.
Well, they say about, I don't know, 55 million people watch it now on a Saturday. You know what I mean? You get it through your WhatsApp or you see it online. You know what I mean? And don't get me wrong, D. It's not all same plain sailing. You know what I mean? Like your, you know, like your sick and run thing. It's kind of, it's we've got the haters and we've got the greed. You know, people making money on it. I think you lot call it making a buck on it. Well, sometimes we just want to laugh. It's like walking in park, isn't it? And think, oh my God, does somebody own this park now? And he says, first thing he fucking says is, don't wear your shoes on this grass. And you go, what the fuck happened here? It used to be a free park. Now it's all, you know, we've got to be told what to do. You know?
You were telling me that there's a simple official Simply Lovely Brotherhood, but you were saying that other people were selling their own shirts and merchandising the owl and using your lines, like Plenty in the Tank, and putting on T-shirts.
Yeah, the owl was invented, apparently. It was invented in America. Now, the owner of the owl left him in a gutter. Now, you imagine little owl, he's all fucking wet and dusty and God knows what. And number two came along and found him and picked him up, made him a fucking world star. Just like some Rocky movie or whatever, his father came back for him and said, oh, now, son, you've earned a few quid. Can you come back to your dad? Fuck your dad. You know what I mean? I found you in gutter, but you know what lawyers are like in courts and whatever. So then these other people, they sprouted up to start selling the T-shirt. You know?
And they're not affiliated with you guys?
Nothing at all. The sweaters and whatever, you know, type of thing. And because we did it, or because we did it honestly, B, we didn't want to trademark stuff and whatever, because it was just some lads and lasses, you know, women and men, having a laugh. So they trademarked it and started selling the T-shirts in their millions, you know? Which is sad. But it's true, and that's both sides of the, you know. Yeah,
it's just greed.
Really, you know,
it's greed. You know, they're missing the point. They're missing the point of the whole thing.
100%.
But they are drawing attention to it, which is a good thing. So you get a lot of people.
100%, I agree.
You get a lot of people that are big fans, but you were saying that you get a lot of haters too. So you do get a lot of death threats.
Well, massively, because I haven't got a politically, you know, I'm not interested in politics. I'm not interested in this, that, and other. I think that if we all just get along and have a laugh, and through laughter, you know, you break a lot of boundaries down. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, I can't think of some of you guys off the top of my head, but some famous comedians that were Jewish in America were so fucking funny. I mean, funny. So your belly hurt, you know, your stomach hurt that much because you'd laughed that much. And you know, of some of the main subjects they used to talk about was being a Jew.
Yeah.
Was being, you know, the mother of a Jew and the way she spoke to it and the father's looks. That was hilarious.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, sure, that's the thing. It's like, self-deprecating humor. If you can't laugh at yourself, you know, who can you laugh at? You're like Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah, the only thing that you've got now, and I'm sure that you suffer the same thing in America, is that there's always the guy on the sidewalk waiting to say, you can't say that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And people believe it. Yeah. That's not funny. You know what I mean? And you know, and now children are starting to go on it, you can't say anything. So the child becomes a robot, and all they want to do now is stop on their, you know, their screens. They don't watch live television anymore. Because no, they're frightened that they might, something might jump up on them, and then they get locked up. Like that great line you said earlier on, Dean, you feel like somebody's going to lock you up for watching this.
Mm-hmm.
And you think, well, hang on, I'm in my private of my own home here. What's the matter? You know?
So where do you see the future of Simply Lovely? Like, what do you think is going to happen? Like, because you've only been doing it for like a couple years. Well, you say a year, right? It's only been around for about a year.
Well, I've got to get 1,000 people before last Christmas. And I failed. I only got 830 people I knew and various people.
On your Facebook page, or where are you trying to get the 1,000 people?
No, because Facebook's only been going a couple of months. And I think, I don't know, it's growing by about 2,000 a week for the Twitter page, sorry. The Facebook page has been going no time at all, because the problem with Facebook is the content I use isn't allowed on there. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's not allowed.
We run into that too. But you know, you can set up a private group where you can post some shit like that.
Well, the thing is, once we've got through the next couple of days or certainly a week, we're going to have our own web page where people can become a member of the Brotherhood.
The Brotherhood, you know? Okay.
And they can actually have their own number. So you can have your actually own number, and you could have a T-shirt with, you know, your and you could put your own membership number on. And where the fake news can't touch you is that if somebody went on that website, your picture and your number would be on it. So that's yours. Does that make sense? Mm. And that's another thing that we've lost sight of. I mean, dare I, on my soapbox here, but we've lost sight of in the world. You know what I mean? It's like, it's my little bit of grass. You know what I mean? And it's not, you know, it's I invent the rules for me. And you know, I think that we've lost a bit of that. You know what I mean? Somebody's always telling us something that, well, we're not really bothered anymore. You know, we'll look after this, you know, number one.
It's true.
I was lying on a beach in Mauritius this year, and the beach was very quiet, you know what I mean? And I thought to myself, that question that you just asked, you know what I mean? Well, you know, what's going to happen? I'm a greater believer in fate. So I don't get into religion and all that type of thing. And what will be, will be.
That's kind of my motto. I've always said, shove it up a flagpole and see who salutes it. I heard Lemmy. Lemmy Kilmister said that.
That's probably why me and you have a laugh.
Yeah. Put it this way, I'm saluting Simply Lovely. I'm saluting it. Every week it comes out, I'm having a laugh for like 4 minutes, and I'm sending it to like 50 people. And a lot of people are like, why'd you send me this? I'm like, just watch it, sit down, and have a laugh. That's what I tell people.
Yeah.
That's what I tell people. Well, number two.
And I do the shout-outs for a few people, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I love too, is you give shout-outs to people too. You recognize the people that are sending stuff in. I love that.
The Brotherhood, yeah.
Brotherhood.
It could be
strong.
Somebody that's died. Somebody, you know, that somebody's could die, have died, you know, passed away. It could be somebody that's got married. It could be, you know what I mean? And it's a lot of filth, as you like. A great line, that, filth. A lot of filth and whatever.
But I love filth, though.
There's also millions of ladies on it.
Beautiful
They're
women,
too. They're laughing in the private, in the privacy of their own little group. Does that make sense?
Well, that's what I love too. Because when I was watching, a lot of guys say like, "Oh, women never watch porn. Women don't watch that type of thing." But then when you see in the beginning of your videos, some pretty hot birds having a laugh, laughing about it, saying simply lovely.
They make their own shout outs.
Yeah, give them
a
shout out.
And if you do a 5-second shout out, and what you have to learn is this: you have to learn is, "Hi guys," which is an American term, and you lot taught it us. "Hiya guys," and at the moment the saying is, "Hi guys, have a simply lovely Christmas," and then you put your finger together, just like Donald Trump's pinch, he's pinched it off us, and you go to your eye and you just see in you, as you'll see in the video. And that's it.
That's amazing.
It's quite bizarre. I don't know how has Donald Trump seen this? because he's doing it all the time now. If you watch anything with Donald Trump at the moment, he's got his finger doing the Bassinia sign.
He is. He's doing weird signs with his. He's doing that little OK symbol that that you guys do.
That's what you do. You cover your right or left eye, okay, with the what you would call the OK sign. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And as you and you just take it away as though you were saluting, and you say the words, "Be seeing you," which is like goodbye. You know.
Be seeing you.
And you can say that in any language.
Yeah.
Yeah, be seeing you. And if you go on the Twitter, you know, we can only show, we have to split it up on the Twitter because it's only 2 minutes, isn't it? But, you know, like this weekend is on there, on the Simply Lovely Twitter account. I believe there's only one.
And people, you know, let me just clarify, it's Simply Lovely, LOVE, capital LEH. So it's at Simply Lovely.
That's correct.
And then you also have a Facebook page too, right?
Yes, that's the Simply Lovely Brotherhood. Brotherhood. Not any other ones that just sell T-shirts. We don't just sell T-shirts. So if you go on the videos, you'll see that we do shout-outs to people, you know, type of thing, and just make funny, you know, funny gestures. Because Facebook are very, very keen on, you know, on
their content, yeah.
I suppose they get money out of the other sites because they're like shops and businesses, where we just wanted to keep it low key until we've got our own website.
They're very strict with their content. I think Mark Zuckerberg, he doesn't like the porn for some reason. Anyway, I salute you. And as soon as the Simply Lovely Brotherhood comes along, I'm going to sign up for it because this is I think you guys are doing a service for society. It allows me to have a laugh, you know, every week, and I think that's what people forgot to do.
Well, you're only doing the same thing yourself, Dean. Marvel. Did I say that we used to have a famous disc jockey, you know, in the United Kingdom, who was a great fella, and you sound just like him, and they called him Simon D.
Simon,
you know what
D.
I mean? And he used to jump out, and he always got the girl in his E-type jagging. Oh, marvelous, marvelous! In fact. You could say he was Simply Lovely fella.
Well, number two, thank you. Have a Merry Christmas, a happy Boxing Day and all that, and a happy New Year. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Be seeing you.
Ah, the holidays. It's snowing outside, the fire's crackling, and there's a big jar of unused lube on your nightstand. And that can only mean one thing. It's Dillcember. Yes, that time of year that we celebrate Christ's alleged birth with the purchase of a shiny brand new dildo at AdamEve.com. And if you use coupon code DIDDLE on your order, you'll get 50% off your first purchase, 3 free adult DVDs, and a free gift. Show your loved ones you still care and cram a brand new dildo down their holiday road. Support Sick and Wrong by supporting our sponsor, AdamandEve.com, and making a purchase using coupon code DIDDLE. That's D-I-D-D-L-E, like priests do to altar boys. Hallelujah.
So as I mentioned before, we're going to give a bunch of patrons a call and wish them a personal season's greetings.
Yeah.
A personal happy holidays from Dean Harrison over here. It's Sick and Wrong. So let's call, we should probably call the English people first.
Yeah, because
it's kind of late
like
over
1
there.
A.m.
It's like, yeah, like 1:30.
Yeah.
So let's call John here first.
Hello?
John, it's D. Simon here in Harrison, calling from Sick and Wrong.
Hey, guys. Hey, D. Hey, Harrison. How are you doing?
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. How you doing?
Happy holidays to you guys as well. I'm good. I'm good. Thanks. Enjoying Sunday evening in the UK. How's the weather in LA?
Oh, it's like 80 degrees here.
Yeah.
You know, it's like
lovely.
Super warm,
lovely.
And not to mention half the city's on fire. So that's always good too. Always keeping it even warmer. Yeah. So what time is it over there? Are we keeping you up all night?
Half midnight. Just gone midnight. Just into Monday. No, it's not too bad. I only got home around half an hour ago.
Yeah, that's not that bad. It's not that bad. So we wanted to wish you a happy holidays. Thank you for being a patron. That's pretty cool.
That's
supporting
okay.
the show. We appreciate that. What do you have plans for the holidays? What do they do over there? Don't you guys do Boxing Day and Christmas?
Yeah, Boxing Day and Christmas Day. So generally it's a 2-day eat too much and drink too much and watch shit on TV. So yeah, I'll be with friends Christmas Day, Boxing Day, then do some family stuff between Christmas and New Year, and then back to London for New Year.
What's the deal with the crowns?
The crowns?
The what? You wear these paper crowns like you were at Burger King or something on Christmas.
Oh! The paper hats. Yeah, they come out of crackers at Christmas. You get the cheap crackers, you pull them, and yeah, you get a cheap sort of colored paper hat, and yeah, you sit there with your family wearing a silly paper hat for the rest of the day.
Is that like a limey tradition?
I couldn't tell you, to be honest with you, but it happens everywhere. You know, staff Christmas parties, Christmas lunches, whatever. You get a cracker with a shitty joke in it and an even shittier hat.
Huh. I've never heard of that.
I've done it.
Hmm.
You must have done it in the UK.
Instead of turkeys.
You know, so wait, you open up. They don't have these kind of traditions for Hanukkah. We don't do this thing on Hanukkah. Yeah, but there's no like paper hats or anything. We do spin a little dreidel. I guess we do that.
Gamble with our Jew gold. Yeah,
we do gamble with our Jew gold. Yeah. Have you ever celebrated Hanukkah there, John? Do you know any Jews over there?
Yeah, a couple of ancient Jews actually. So not really, to be honest with you. No Hanukkah. Occasionally Yom Kippur and things like that. But yeah, just the Day of Atonement.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the fun one. That's the fun holiday. Did you do all your Christmas shopping?
Yeah, I did it all. I did it all last weekend, mainly online. Shopping in London at Christmas is just mental. You know, it's full of tourists. It's just chaos. It really is. So yeah, I did most of mine on Amazon and elsewhere last weekend.
So do you go to do you just ship them? Do you just order the gifts? You get it, then you still wrap it up and all that? Or do you just give? Because I remember Wackerly used to just get his girlfriend's an Amazon gift card. He would just be like, he'd get a gift card for his mom, a gift card for his brother, a gift card for his dad, and a gift card for his girlfriend. I was like, that's amazing. I don't think I've ever dated a girl that would let me do that.
Yeah, that's pretty.
And he got away with that. He's not married to that lady.
Yeah, he's married to that woman. Yeah, it's crazy. Harrison, did you do all your Christmas shopping?
No. I haven't done any yet. I got to do it.
I figured you'd be the type of guy that would just go to Rite Aid or Walgreens right before.
Oh, yeah, I saw those, the last-minute dad gifts that they have. off-brand robot. Off-brand giant robot, you know, all the things where you get the absolute last minute.
That's the best thing. So what's the deal with Boxing Day then? Is it why is it called Boxing Day? Do you get drunk on wife beater, box each other?
Yeah, you might. I don't know why it's called Boxing Day. The deal is it's just another holiday in the UK. You have a second day of drinking and eating, etc. You know, you may go and see a different family member or something on Boxing Day.
All I know is enlisted soldiers switch places with the officers on Boxing Day.
Oh, really?
Well, I don't know. If MASH is correct, then yes.
The enlisted soldiers. I've never heard that.
Yeah.
They switch places. So the trained professionals would switch places with just the regulars?
Yeah, it's like a titular thing. It's not.
Oh, really, okay. They're not actually doing anything.
Or they're pretending to. I don't know.
God, the English people are such, Guy Fawkes Day. What's the deal with that one? Isn't that the fireworks?
Yeah, that's where we celebrate some bloke trying to blow up Parliament about 300 years ago on the 5th of November.
Yeah, that sounds pretty cool.
Guy Fawkes trying to blow up Parliament.
Yeah, that's a lie. That's pretty. That's cool in the 4th of July.
It is.
That is cool. Yeah. That is pretty cool.
Yeah, we don't celebrate the 4th of July.
I assume that wouldn't be a very popular holiday in England. So I was thinking about this. Do you think this year, out of during the holiday dinners or whatever, when you're at Christmas Eve dinner, do you think people are going to be talking about Prince Harry's choice of wife? Do you think so? Do you think they're going to be talking about Meghan Markle?
I think some will, not at my Christmas dinners, not with my friends and family, etc. But yeah, it's all over the news in the UK. Wedding dates for May next year and things like that.
Well, I've heard people saying that she's a mixed breed, and that's really offensive. Is that true?
I haven't heard that. I'm sure maybe someone's saying that, but I haven't heard that, and certainly, yeah.
Yeah, I've heard euphemisms. That's why I wonder if a lot of people are going to get drunk and start saying very racially insensitive things during dinner.
I've heard people on TV say things like, for a royal suitor, she's rather
unusual.
Which is like, which is like the worst thing a British person can say about another British person,
that she's unusual.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that. Like here we'd be like,
she seems nice enough. I think she's
hot. Yeah. Don't you think so?
Oh yeah.
I think she's hotter than what's the other guy's? Who's the other prince? Andrew, right?
Pippi Longstocking. That's right.
William. Who's William's wife? What's her name?
Pippi Longstocking.
Kate Middleton.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Middleton. Yeah. Kate Middleton. I think I like Meghan Markle better than her.
Oh yeah.
Don't you think so?
Yeah, by far.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I'd agree with her.
And I bet you Meghan Markle's a lot more wild. I bet you she gets randy. Like in the sack, she has a couple eggnogs. Next thing you know, she's down for some DP or something. She just seems more
future member of the royal family. You're going to get me in trouble here, John. Yeah.
BBC's probably listening to this now.
We're committing treason. Yeah, we're totally committing treason.
And knock at the door later.
Anyway, John, we wanted to wish you a happy holidays. Do you have big New Year's plans?
Yeah, New Year will be quite good. I've got a really good friend's birthday on the 30th, so we're going out for that. And then recover from the hangover on the 30th and head out to another mate's house on the 31st for another go. So, yeah, New Year's really good fun.
Well, you're going to tie it on. That's two nights in a row of heavy drinking.
Yeah, I'm getting a bit old to do that, but I can do it occasionally. Once a year, I should be okay.
Yeah, it's going to be a rough one. So, wait, do you live in London? Yeah. Are you a Londoner?
Yeah, I live in London, yeah.
So London must go off on New Year's. 11 years, wow, nice.
Yeah. We used to spend New Year's on the Thames, watching the fireworks go off and having a party and things like that. The centre, they still have good fireworks displays and stuff like that. But all the pubs now, you have to prepay and get tickets before you go in, etc.
Same thing here in Los Angeles. It's like if you go to any of the pub, well, if you go to any of like the, you can go to dive bars still, but if you go to like any of the bars, like last year we went to Clifton's, $120 a ticket.
What the?
I know. I didn't pay for it. My missus did, but I was like, are you out of your mind? Like $120 a ticket just to hang out in a bar? That's crazy.
That's expensive.
But that's kind of how it is in definitely in San Francisco and LA and New York. It's like if you're going to go to any of the bars, it's like London. It's $100. It's like, I think stay at home, get drunk, and watch Charles Bronson movies like John Steele. That's how you should celebrate New Year's.
I'll watch some Bronson movies with my hangover, maybe. That's good. In honor of Mr. Steele.
Anyway. All right. Well, John, happy New Year. Happy holidays. Thanks for being a listener all these years.
Yeah, no worries. Same to you guys. Happy holidays, and have a good one.
All right. Thanks, John.
Take it easy.
John seems like a nice guy. Next up here, we have Rangi. Yeah, he's in Australia. I don't think it's his real name.
Is that? Oh, okay. I thought it was one of those things like Taiki Waititi or whatever the fuck. You know what I mean?
He is Australian.
Now. Yeah.
Isn't Taika Waititi like New Zealand?
Kids. Yeah, somebody.
Wasn't Rangi like the lizard that Johnny Depp
That's
voiced?
Rango.
Rango. Okay. Yeah. One letter off.
I don't know why I know that.
Yeah, what, did you see that?
No.
All right.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm sorry that I've missed your call. Please leave me a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks for calling.
Rangi makes Harrison very happy. I'm so glad Rangi came into my life. Hey, Rangi, it's Harrison from Sick and Wrong. We missed you again.
I know, twice, Rangi.
The fuck?
We tried. All right. Well, happy holidays. Happy New Year, man. All right. Let's try Austin here.
Hello?
Austin. It's Dean Harrison calling from Sick and Wrong.
Yeah. Happy Hanukkah, guys.
Hey, happy Hanukkah to you, too. How you doing? Can you hear him, Harrison?
I'm all right. Just a Sunday.
Barely.
You can barely hear him again?
Yeah, but I can hear him.
All right. Well, yeah.
Oh, okay. You can hear me.
Yeah, it was just like Harrison's being all quiet over here. Anyway, how you doing, man?
I'm doing all right, you know, Sunday.
Sunday. Whereabouts do you live? Where's 805? Where's that zip
code?
Well,
you know that area of Ventura that was all on fire?
Oh, wow. So you live, you're California, you're in the Ventura area. Oh,
yeah,
man.
It was like down the block from the evacuation zone. That was fun.
Oh, I had no idea. So wait, did you get evacuated?
No, it was just a fun night with all the smoke and everything.
Oh, yeah. People could even breathe over there.
I've heard, man. 800 buildings destroyed or something like that.
Jesus Christ, man. Yeah, that's crazy. And it's still, is it still going on?
Fuck. No, it's just up north now.
I heard in Santa Barbara.
Smoke comes down every night, but other than that.
Yeah, I heard in Santa Barbara it's still happening, which is just kind of insane, if you think about it. I know.
Oh, I guess it's nice and during, around the holidays to everyone to gather around the burning coyote and, you know, share some eggnog.
Roasting coyotes.
Oh, yeah, it's like the biggest little campfire ever.
Yeah, no, it's a big thing. So tell me, what's your holiday plans? You get your Christmas shopping all done?
Fuck, man, I bought like 2 people gifts. The rest are just getting candy, whatever.
You can get away with that. You can just give candy. Do you have to get your parents stuff? Do you buy stuff for mom, dad?
Those are the only people I bought shit. Yeah.
Wow. And you actually got them a real gift, but everybody else just gets like what, a candy cane?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, fuck them.
God, that's the attitude. That's the attitude to go. Man, Harrison should try that. You just got a candy cane. That's it.
God damn.
Yeah,
I make deals with people. Like, don't get me gifts. I won't get you gifts. Fuck off.
That's exactly how I try to do it. Like, we haven't celebrated Hanukkah in years. But, like, my brother and sister, we have an understanding. It's like, I'm not going to get you any gifts. You don't get me any gifts, and it's fine. I think that's the way to do it.
Way of the future.
Yeah, that's kind of the thing my dad and I have going, you know? But mom,
he doesn't get you anything?
Yeah, she loves Christmas and all that.
Oh, I'm sentimental. So, do you go to the parents for like the big Christmas dinner? Like, what's the tradition?
Pretty much, yeah. Just, you know, hang out until the exact day of Christmas, and then finally go talk to my family on the day of, and then the 26th. See you at Thanksgiving.
Oh, wait, you do Thanksgiving on the 26th?
No, just, you know, on the 26th we say, all right, goodbye. See you next Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay, all right. So that's about it. Wow, God, you have a very loving family. Very tight family. That's nice. I would have preferred that with it. Well, at least, do your parents all live in California too?
Yeah, you know, it's weird. I actually got all my cousins and uncles in Ventura. I haven't seen them since Thanksgiving 2016.
That's amazing. So, yeah, you know, that's the thing. Like, with I often wondered about that, being a Jew and all that. Do families usually do, like, the big Christmas stuff on Christmas Eve, or do they do it on Christmas Day?
Man, it's weird. We're going to do it on the 23rd, actually, because everyone's busy on the Eve.
Wait, so your family's too busy to meet up on Christmas Eve, so you do it on the day before?
Yeah, wow, I'm going to be working, too, so.
That's atypical. Well, what do you do, Austin?
Yeah. Security. So, you know, 24/7, someone's got to be working.
Wow, so they have, like, you have to do security on Christmas Eve. Do you get paid, like, double time?
Yeah, man, I make a whole, what, $7 an hour?
Security for
what? Fun.
Yeah, what do you do security for?
Huh? Oh, courthouse.
For porn?
No, a courthouse.
Oh, I thought you said a porn house, and I was porn house, like in the San Fernando Valley or something?
Just one of those mansions they record at all the time?
Yeah, I was about to say, that would be pretty awesome. You just do security, you know, and like hang out, make sure nothing happens on set. Yeah, that's not bad.
Doing that on Christmas, that'd be a great job.
So wait, are you like a bailiff?
No. No, I wish.
Oh, wait, is bailiff like, is that like a coveted role? Like, is
that's
that hard
like,
to
that's
get?
Like a sheriff's law enforcement actual thing.
Oh,
just a mall cop, dude.
Most people do secure. Are you going to be a cop eventually?
Nah.
No? You're comfortable being a mall cop?
Pretty much. I'd like to get into, like, some electrician type shit later down the line, but...
Has anybody, like, pulled a Ted Bundy and tried to escape from the courthouse or anything?
You know what? I've been walking around sometimes, and suddenly the parking lots and shit are filled with sheriffs running around with flashlights, but I think so.
Hmm. You've never been in any altercations?
No, just people screaming, you know, drunks, people that just lost cases, all angry.
And they come out all pissed off. Yeah. Do you get a taser? Or a baton?
Huh?
Do you get a taser?
No,
or a baton?
No, I get nothing.
What the fuck? They don't even give you, wait, you have criminals coming in there, going to trial, and then you don't even get like a baton or something, or like a mate, mace?
Dude, but I get to write down everything they do, so, you know,
So you get a pen?
I get a pen and a little piece of paper.
Is the courthouse open on Christmas?
Nah.
Oh, so you're just going to be hanging out?
No, I'm going to be hanging out, laptop, watching Netflix.
Yeah, that's not that bad. Yeah, watch it. You know, I was reading something the other day. Like 80% of English people don't think Die Hard is a Christmas movie. What do you think about that?
Man, it's hard to... I don't want to count it as a Christmas movie, but it happens on Christmas, so it's hard to argue.
What do you think, Harrison?
He wears a Santa hat, okay? it's not only is it a Christmas movie, Gremlins is also a Christmas movie.
I guess, yeah, technically kind of. Gremlins 1 is
a
Christmas movie.
I would say Die
Hard
is more of a Christmas movie than Gremlins.
But Iron Man 3, also a Christmas movie.
Iron Man 3 is a Christmas movie? Do you know that?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
It was so non-memorable. I don't even remember what happened.
Was that the one with Don Cheadle? When
they all had Don Cheadle. Okay, 2 and 3 both had Don Cheadle.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
Yeah, one had like Terrence Howard, and then they replaced him and didn't say anything.
They replaced him with Don Cheadle.
Yeah, they replaced him. That's what happened. I forgot about that. Oh, okay.
Terrence Howard is insane. That's why.
So are you going to be watching Christmas movies or regular movies?
I'm going to try and watch Christmas movies, you know. We got to be in the spirit.
Dude, what's your favorite Christmas movie? Like, Bad Santa?
Fuck. You know those old claymation ones? I like those.
Old claymation
the
ones.
California Raisins Visit Santa? Or...
No, like the Abominable Snowman or whatever. The Yeti and Rudolph. Right. Those are, to me...
Nah,
you know,
dude, I like them. Mrs. Claus reminds me of my grandma, dude.
Those ones just, like, for some reason, just creep me out. It's just the characters creep me out. It reminds me of just being on a bad acid trip.
Very creepy. My family just
plays with soulless eyes when they're standing still.
It's on all day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it just keeps going. Like, my girlfriend, I'm going to be at her house, and her parents watch all of them. It's like a marathon session of all of those movies.
Okay, that's a little much.
No, like the fucking Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, fucking Winter Wonder. I don't know the names of them. The Abominable Snowman and fucking... I don't know.
The Christmas Yeti.
Yeah. The Horny Elf. I don't remember. I forget the ones. I forget the names of them. Anyway.
Now, what you do is you pick 2 or 3, and then you just watch those.
Yeah, I imagine. So are you allowed to, probably not allowed to, but can you smoke weed while you're just hanging out at the courthouse? Or if you get caught, will you, like, be tried and convicted or something?
Problem is there's other people walking around that want to work on Christmas for whatever reason, so.
Oh, so you have to, you have to be professional.
What do you do when someone goes through the metal detector and they have a knife?
you ask them to please leave it in their car.
That's what happened to me. I didn't realize I had a knife in my bag when I was going into the federal building. And then I went outside and I buried it. Because I didn't have a car outside. I had taken the train. So I buried it. And then I went out. I dug it up and I got it.
Wow. Have you ever had...
Someone out once a day to go look for buried ones, yeah.
They actually do look for buried, like, weapons and contraband?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Huh. Yeah, apparently a lot of people do that.
I lucked out.
Did you have a shovel? Like, what'd you use
to
bury
them? No one digs that deep. They just fucking bury them under some, like, leaves.
Some leaves or something.
Plant. Yeah.
That's hilarious. Anyway, Austin, I just wanted to wish you a happy holidays, happy Christmas or whatever. Enjoy the security. Hopefully nothing happens. But if you think about it, isn't that what happened with Die Hard?
That is exactly what happened.
You might live the story of Die Hard this Christmas.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, that would be interesting. Anyway, thanks for supporting the show, dude, and happy holidays.
Oh yeah, man, I've been listening since I was like 15 or 16, and you guys didn't fuck me up bad, so you know.
All right, well, I'll take thank you for that. That's good. That's good to know.
Yeah. You guys probably fucking up tons of teenagers, but not me. So, you know.
We try to warp minds. All right, take it easy, dude.
Thanks.
Wow. So he's a security guard.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to do that. That wouldn't be a bad job. If you got paid more, it wouldn't be that bad.
I have a hard time being bored. You know what I mean? Because it's like when you're bored, time goes by way slower at work.
Yeah, but you have a fucking phone. Like, just look up, watch shit on your phone.
Yeah. Yeah, but, like, I don't know. Like, you ever work retail? One of the things I hated about retail is
you're standing there for a while.
Yeah, and it was like you had to, even if there was nothing to do, you had to look busy. I fucking hated that shit.
That's
probably similar with security.
Well, I wonder if there were security guards. Like you. Yeah. Well, you probably couldn't just be sitting there watching. Well, this guy said he was watching Netflix all day.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine. Like, well, because, you know, if you're like somebody's bodyguard, you got to stand there. You know? Or yeah. if you're like the and emperor's
just making sure no one's like
Imperial you know, Guard in Star no one's Wars.
Attacking somebody.
Yeah.
But yeah, but like this
you
guy
looks sharp.
So what happens if you're sitting there watching fucking Daredevil on Netflix and someone goes like someone, you know, goes through the metal detector and kills right. a judge.
Yeah.
God. It's kind of funny. All right, let's try this guy, John.
Hello.
John. How's it going? It's Dean Harrison calling from Sick and Wrong.
It's going great.
Happy holidays.
Hold on, happy holidays. I'm going to put on my headset.
Okay, all right. Are you like going to have to leave the room to talk in private because you don't want people to know that two podcasters are calling you?
No. I'm all good. I can just talk better. I'm not holding my phone up to my face.
Oh, that's a good thing. Is this like a video game headset? Do you do this for Call of Duty?
No, I'm not one of those people. It's just like earbuds.
Do you think they've made a Shiza movie called Call of Duty? Like a Shiza parody?
No. I'd be shocked if they
If they haven't, they need to.
I'm surprised. You think, well, they almost say like Call of Duty XXX and it's like a Shiza movie.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So how's your headset? Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm good to go.
All right, John. So, where's your zip code? Where are you?
I'm in New York City, actually.
Oh, New York City.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nice.
765. Yeah, is that new? That must be new or something.
I thought it was like nine.
That's like an Indiana area code. I lived in Indiana, which was like a terrible decision for like 4 years.
Oh, and then live in Manhattan?
Yeah, I live on the Upper East Side.
Oh, nice. Ooh. That's pretty cool.
I just moved here in February. I'm still learning the ropes.
I heard there's parts of the Upper East Side that are cheaper than Brooklyn.
That's why I'm here. When I was moving here, I started looking in Brooklyn for apartments because I figured it would be cheaper. And then I found that Upper East Side, I can get like more space for the same price as like Brooklyn.
Well, how much what's the average price of like a one bedroom or studio there?
The places I was looking in like the 25 to 3 grand range, and wow. You can get like decent, like not super luxurious, but like fine, spacious.
For like a one bedroom or is that a studio?
It's a one bedroom. Yeah, it's actually like sort of weird. It's a weird shape. So it's like they actually advertise it as a two bedroom, but like the one of the rooms is like tiny and it has room exactly for like a bed.
Yeah,
I love how they do that. It's basically a one bedroom with a large closet, but it's like it's a two bedroom. Yeah.
Or a railroad where somebody's walking through your fucking room.
Yeah, you know, I remember I had a friend that lived in I think she lived like Upper East Side, and it was like a railroad apartment. You had to walk through her room to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, so, mine's actually like mine's like that too. So like when I have a guest, actually they stay in the living room, and then they do have to walk through my bedroom.
To go to the bathroom. Like her apartment. It was really weird. Yeah, that's like one of the only cities that does that. I don't think LA definitely doesn't do that.
Yeah, I heard
they have them in New Orleans, but they call them shotgun apartments. So you can like fire a shotgun like all the way through. That's the same concept.
I bet you people do. It's in New Orleans. So what are your Christmas plans? Have you done all your holiday shopping?
I have a little bit of holiday shopping left to do. I got to buy something for my nephew. So I'm actually like not doing anything for Christmas because
if
I visited my family for Christmas, we would go to my in-laws, and that's really, really, really boring.
Oh, so you don't want to deal with the in-laws?
I'd just rather have a nice, quiet day to myself, really.
So are you going to go out drinking?
I'm going to Vegas for New Year's Eve, so that'll be my celebration.
Have you ever done that before?
I was there for 4th of July once.
I don't know what it's like 4th of July. I've done Vegas on New Year's Eve. It is fun, but it's crazy. It's really crowded. Like, you have to, like, sometimes wait in line to get into casinos.
It's fucking cold, though.
And it's cold.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a lot colder. And the weirdest thing about it, they usually let you walk around carrying like, you know, glass beverages, or like a Jack and Coke or something, you can go walk around. Well, they don't let you carry glass on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
So they'll make you put it in a plastic cup. Yeah, it's really weird. Like, I remember I did it one year on New Year's. We had a lot of fun, but I remember being like, wow, this is fucking crazy. Lots of fights. Yeah, lots of people getting drunk and fighting. Yeah, so that might happen John.
we'll find out.
So for Christmas Eve, you're just going to be hanging out by yourself? Like a Jew, you're going to have a Jewish Christmas.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm going to have a Jewish Christmas. Maybe I'll go to the movies. Who knows?
Yeah, go get some Chinese food. Go to the movies. Yeah. That's a Christmas tradition.
I hear the Chinese restaurants are like too crowded now.
Yeah, I know. Have you ever tried to do that in L.A.? No, you go to L.A., it's like every Chinese restaurant, and not everyone in there is Jewish. Huh. Yeah, it's kind of like, I'm like, what's going on here? People are jumping on
cultural
appropriation
or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're appropriating our traditions. You know what I like doing on Christmas Eve, even though I'm not going to be able to do it this year? I like going to the diviest of dive bars. So maybe are there still dive bars in Manhattan?
There's actually a couple decent ones near my place. Like in Midtown, Lower Manhattan, they're kind of like sparse, but we still got some good ones. So actually, when I lived in Wisconsin, I went to a bar on Christmas Eve with my wife at the time and her brother. And this was like a small town, Wisconsin, and so we went to this like real like just local,
just a blue collar bar.
We were drinking, and there was like a legitimate fight broke out that like ended up like going like. I don't know if it started in the bathroom. I think it was over a jukebox song.
Wait, was it a Christmas song?
It ended up in the No, no, it was like
I would fight over that.
Like someone played Tool and someone else got pissed off about it. And
that's like Harrison.
Recently
somebody called in, didn't mean to interrupt, but somebody called in and they at requested the song of the week, the song Stink Fist by Tool. Harrison just got outraged.
I remember that.
Yeah, he doesn't like Tool. He probably started the fight. So wait, so someone a fight broke out.
Yeah, a fight broke out and somehow like navigated into like the man's bathroom and like they knocked like the sink off the wall and so they had to close down the bar.
Jesus. That's like a hell of a fight for Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I've always noticed and what I love about like going to like a really dive bar, you can just see people, especially people just drinking alone because they have nowhere else to go. Or my favorite's like the divorcee, like 50-year-old divorcee woman that's lost custody of her kids because of her drinking, and she's just sitting there, just staring into her drink at the bar. Oh, I love that. That's what Christmas means to me.
Do you
look at them and pity them?
No, I try to cheer them up. I'll buy them a shot. You know, I think it's just the feeling of Christmas. Because for me, Christmas is just another night. But I think for people who are already depressed, Christmas can be very depressing.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm disappointing. Who are you disappointing this Christmas season?
Oh, who am I?
Are you disappointing anyone?
Maybe nobody for once.
Okay.
I mean, my mom kind of understands why I don't want to come for Christmas, and she's not like.
Really she's got to be a little disappointed.
Yeah, I'm sure she would like it if I came, but. probably her more than anyone else.
Well, that's the thing. It's like traveling on the holidays is insane. So why would you do that?
It's terrible.
Would you have to fly to the Midwest?
No, actually, they're just in D.C., too, so that makes it even lamer.
That's not even that far at all.
Go to Penn Station.
Yeah, Jesus, take a train.
Hop on the train.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
It's like so easy.
Yeah, John's a Grinch.
Yeah. Although he's starting over. He's starting over in New York. You said you were married. Now you're divorced. You're like, you know what, I'm going to move to New York and make a go of it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's not a bad place to be single. You know, when I was there last time, when I was single and I was in New York, I was on Tinder and there are a lot of hot girls there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been kind of rocking OK Cupid.
Yeah.
Working pretty well.
OK Cupid. So, I think OK Cupid works kind of good.
I did very well.
Yeah.
On OK Cupid in New York?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I was doing shitty at first, so I hired someone to like write a profile for me. And now it's better than
Wait, you hired somebody to write a profile? Do you tell the girls you meet that?
No. I mean, if they asked me, if it came up somehow, I wouldn't lie about it. But
wait, did you hired a like? Are there like writers that advertise that? Like, how did you find someone that to do that?
I just looked on Craigslist and found someone that advertised it, and then she interviewed me for like an hour. So it's not like the stuff on the profile is not true. She just like wordsmithed it so that, you know, stood out from the crowd.
How much did she charge?
It was $200 all in, and that included she took some like good photos as well.
Wow. Do that. Because I figured out, I gamed that fucking shit when I was using it. I gamed that system. I knew exactly the kind of things to write to get, you know, whatever kind of woman.
That's if you're good at like if you're good at writing profiles, like I'm sure there's other people besides me that like. You know, I mean, the way that I think of it is like I'm really good at writing resumes, but some people suck at writing resumes. So like it makes sense for them to like hire someone to like, help them with resumes.
Did you try writing a profile and it just didn't work?
Yeah, basically, like I wasn't getting like quality responses.
And so then you just found this woman. She interviewed. What did she ask you? Like, what kind of music do you like? What kind of movies? Like that kind of thing.
Yeah, we just chatted, and then like she went through the actual questions that like were on the profile, and then like we just kind of like chatted about them like in person, and then she kind of like just put my words to text.
Wow, that's interesting. Yeah, and it works pretty good.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I should have done that because mine was just a bunch of links to some stupid videos.
Oh God!
Yeah, well, funny videos. Okay. They were funny videos. Wow. You know, I figured if a girl watched this and she laughed, then she'd be like, "Oh, they just got a good sense of humor." And then like just a bunch of random like music and movies I like. I guess I never would have thought into putting any effort into it.
Yeah, no, you got to come.
Wow,
it's a system. Profile. You game it.
Wow, I'm going to have to, this is like, you should get into this. You should be writing people's profiles.
I should. Jesus.
Maybe Harrison will give yours a try.
Is it, you could, he's already got it, but look, hey, anybody listening, if you need help, I'm tops at that shit.
That's amazing. I'll have to check that out. All right, well, John, happy holidays, dude. I hope you have a good Christmas. I actually think I'm jealous of your Christmas. You get to spend Christmas Manhattan alone, single. That's going to be a blast.
I'm pretty stoked about it, to be honest.
Oh, dude, I'm jealous. But,
hopefully you guys have a good Christmas, too, or, you know, whatever you're doing. Happy holidays.
Or miscellaneous, yeah. All right, happy holidays, dude. Yeah. And happy New Year, too.
All right, guys. I love the show. I've actually been listening, like, since almost the very beginning. So,
holy shit.
That long.
Keep it thick and keep it wrong. I've always wanted to say that.
Thanks for your support.
All right, take it easy. John in New York City. I think this dude is having the best Christmas of everybody.
I think so, too.
Fucking gets to hang out by himself.
Envy it.
Single in New York City.
Yeah. And you also, job opportunity for me. It's a good idea.
They, you know? Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. OkCupid profiles. Yeah. I didn't even know. You know, I never would have even thought to do that.
Because you just like, you make weird lists that are funny. And then women will contact you, you know?
I guess, don't you have to kind of like personalize it where you have to be like, this guy does, you know, do you have to say kind of what you do for a living or like, do you focus like on that? Or do you say like, do you skip what you do for a living and just kind of focus on how fun and interesting you are?
See, I would just say a bunch of crazy shit because you got to like, women want somebody interesting and entertaining, you know? So just be like, what are the top five things you like, you know, you're into or whatever? And you're just like, animal-human hybrids, drinking blood out of B. Arthur's skull, and writing letters to network executives about bringing Manimal back or something.
And that's exactly why you met a girl who tried to stab you in the dick. That's exactly why. I don't think John wants that.
Touche. Yeah.
All right. Let's try. Jorge. Jorge here. I like how Jorge writes. He gives me his number. He's just like, no dick pics, please.
Yeah.
Ah, bummer. I'm still planning on sending you a picture of my dick. Yeah. All right. Let's call him.
Hello.
Jorge. What's going on, man? Yes. It's D and Harrison here, calling from Sick and Wrong.
Hey, guys.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you guys.
Yeah. Happy Hanukkah. Happy New Year. We want to say thanks for being a patron. Want to give you a call, check in, wish you some season's greetings. So,
thank you.
Did you finish all your holiday shopping yet?
Just did. My bank account's empty and I'm hating it.
I always wonder about that. Like, what? You know, I was talking to a friend of mine, a mutual friend of me in Harrison's. She spent $3,000 on her boyfriend. $3,000. Is that kind of insane? Are you married, Jorge?
Yeah, I just married. Yeah, about a year.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. Mazel tov on that. So how much do you and your wife have an understanding of how much to spend?
No. Actually, she doesn't know this, but I spent about $1,000 for a surprise trip.
Whoa, where are you going? So you're going to San Francisco.
Huh. Yeah.
Where do you live, Jorge?
Laredo, Texas.
Oh, okay. So you're in Texas. Have you been to San Francisco before?
Never in my life.
Whoa, this is going to be, that's going to be fun.
It's a beautiful. Wait, when are you going?
January.
Oh, it's going to be, yeah, kind of cold. But, you know, honestly, San Francisco is always cold. So I don't think January, although it can rain in January and February. Are you staying at a hotel in the city?
Yeah, Airbnb in the Castros.
Oh, wow. In the dude, you got to go to my brother's bar.
Yeah.
You're going to be right around the corner.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, it's...
what's the name of the
Edge.
Bar?
It's called The Edge.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to keep a lookout for that.
I'm trying to
Leather
think.
Daddy.
My brother usually works Friday, Saturday nights. I'm not quite sure what his schedule is these days, but yeah, that place will be pretty funny. That'll be a good time.
Yeah, I think he gets Fridays and Saturdays because he has seniority, right? Because he's been bartending there since fucking Harvey Milk was in office. Right?
Yeah, my brother's the longest bartender's been there the longest.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I talked about that on the show. He gets teased by the younger bartenders. Right. They call him Old Mary. But yeah, you could totally go in there, and I bet you he'd be stoked. Because usually, people that listen to the show that go in there, like that guy Buttsucka 99, you know
yeah,
that dude?
Sure.
He went into my brother's bar. And my brother was freaked out by it because this guy was so weird. He was weirding out other people. But Jorge sounds like a good guy.
He does.
Yeah, I think you'll have fun there.
Yeah, I'm not too much of a freak.
So wait, has your wife like always wanted to go to San Francisco, and you're surprising her?
Yeah.
Wow, that's
she always wanted to go to the Winchester Mystery Mansion.
Actually, that's not even in the city. You have to rent a car to do that.
Yeah, we're gonna rent a car to head on down to that city.
Down to San Jose. It's not that far. It's like, you know, right down the street. Wow, I'm trying to think of what I'd recommend. You know what? You know what's kind of cool? It's fucking Alcatraz. Mm. Alcatraz is cool. Like, I went there.
Hell yeah.
You know, I never did it till last year when my girlfriend, she was like, she's always wanted to do it. So I bought tickets. You got to buy tickets in advance. You keep in mind. Like, we bought them like a month in advance. It was fucking cool. Have you ever been to Alcatraz?
I haven't.
Yeah, it was pretty rad. Like, you get to go cruise through the whole thing. And it's actually a good time. That's a tourist thing in San Francisco that's fun.
All right.
And plus, you got to go to the Tenderloin. Yeah, I recommend the Tenderloin as well, because that's always a good
scene. And the weird arcade in Fisherman's Wharf thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's fucking dope.
Yeah, if you're going to do Alcatraz, you should go to the... It's like, what kind of arcade is that? It's like a vintage arcade.
Yeah, it's like an old-timey arcade, you know? Yeah, it's really bizarre.
And it's right. It's pretty much right on the wharf, so you'll probably be right by it. That'd be a good time. So,
yeah, that sounds good.
If you're spending $1,000 on her, what do you think she's spending on you?
Probably about like $100.
$100. Wow. Yeah. Well, that's not that bad. That's usually that's usually what I do is like we spend like $100, $200.
Sure.
She's Mexican, so she's pretty frugal.
Are Mexicans more frugal than Jews?
The ones deep South Mexico, yes.
Wow, really? The deep South Mexico.
Yeah, where they only have about 50 cents for some lard. You know, they got their flour for the tortillas and the beans, and that's pretty much all they'll spend on.
Well, okay, so that's frugality based on necessity, whereas Jews, I think, are frugal just because they're just cheap. Like that, I think that's the way it works for Jews, whereas like Mexicans, it's like, actually, that's all I have is a couple beans and a tortilla and this burro. So yeah, yeah, I can't afford a trip to San Francisco. So what are you guys doing for Christmas? Do you have big family traditions?
No, we don't really have too much family tradition. Just gonna be us and our dogs.
Oh wow, that's it. So wait, you don't have to go to like the in-laws?
Nah, all of them are gonna be out of town this year.
Oh my god, you scored too.
Yeah, seriously.
Got lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to deal
with
that.
No, I don't have to buy too many gifts for them either.
Wow. So you just get to like hang out, you know, like watch Christmas movies.
Mm-hmm. Die Hard.
Yep. See, this guy just proved it. I was reading something earlier that English people, 80% of English people, don't think Die Hard's a Christmas movie. Isn't that crazy?
I think in America it is.
It's totally a Christmas movie. Yeah. And so we were talking to another guy earlier today that we just gave him a call, and he was saying he didn't think it was a Christmas movie either.
Because he's like, but no one eats a goose.
Yeah, he's like,
no one eats goose, it's not a Christmas movie, you see.
And Harrison pointed out he's wearing a fucking Santa hat.
Yeah.
You know, what do you expect? Mm-hmm. What's your favorite Christmas movie, Jorge?
The Grinch Stole Christmas, the animated one.
Oh, wow, a classic.
Yeah.
What did you think of the Jim Carrey version?
It was trash.
Oh, trash. Yeah, that's kind of harsh. That dude,
terrifying, dude.
You know, that dude freaks me out. Have you seen the movie? It's on Netflix right now, a documentary about Man in the Moon, the making of the movie.
No, haven't seen that one.
It's good. It's interesting. But it shows, so Jim Carrey went full on method when he was making that movie. And he
what you're talking about.
Yeah, he did the character of Andy Kaufman and Tony Clifton like the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine working with that guy? Yeah, he meets Andy Kaufman's parents and his sister, and he's doing
like
that character.
Yeah, he's like, hey, Dad, it's nice to see you again. It's so creepy.
It is really, there's something seriously wrong with that dude. Like that, I think he's like, you know, he had his heyday in the 90s, and now after dating Jenny McCarthy, and I don't know if he does Scientology or whatever the fuck happened to him, but he's like an anti-vaxxer, and he's just fucking whacked. I would be pissed. So are you guys going to go see a movie, like Star Wars or something?
We haven't yet.
That's a good Christmas movie, probably.
Yeah, we're trying to see The Disaster Artist, but it's not playing in our area.
Oh, that's the Franco movie.
About The Room.
Yeah.
About The Room.
Yeah.
Have you actually seen the real movie, The Room?
Bits and pieces, but I can't stomach it.
I find that really funny because everyone's like, I'm down with seeing The Disaster Artist about The Room, but the movie itself, The Room, I can't deal with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've watched it like, you know, it's like on at parties, but I've never actually sat down and watched the whole thing. I don't think I could. I'd rather watch
like
Tim and Eric's
movie,
or something. Yeah, no, it's terrible. Yeah, it's terrible. So do you have big New Year's plans? What are you doing for New Year's?
No, nothing much. We're just going to be staying at home.
You're
I mean, my
the
whole
chill
day
holidays.
Gone.
Oh, yeah. If you think about that, you just like, you just emptied the bank account on the Christmas trip. Although that's a good thing to do, though. That's going to be a fun time. That will be a fun time. Well, we just wanted to wish you a happy New Year's. Thanks for listening all these years. It's pretty cool. You've been a listener for a long time.
Since 2010.
2010. God, we've been doing this show forever.
My recruiter got me into it.
Your recruiter? What, like an Army
recruiter?
For the
Army.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a weird thing. He was just like, okay, we're going to recruit you for the Army, and you have to listen to this podcast.
Pretty much. It was a two-hour drive to go take a test, and he had you guys playing the whole time.
Wow. That is pretty weird.
God damn. Are you still in the Army?
I've been a fan. No. I got out 2 years ago.
Oh. Wow, that's pretty cool. Yeah. You know, we do have a lot of military guys that listen to the show, though.
Yeah.
I remember, I think it was during, I forget which war, it might have been Afghanistan. People were like writing sick and wrong on stuff and like tanks, like in the dust on tanks.
What?
And sending us pictures.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. It was a while ago.
Yeah, pretty much.
I thought that was kind of funny. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Well, Jorge, thanks for listening, man. And have a happy holidays.
You too, guys.
Wow, a trip to San Francisco.
Yeah.
Trip to San Francisco. That's a pretty nice gift.
Yeah. You managed to. That's a good guess. I really thought you were going to get through that without somehow insulting Mexicans.
Yeah, I was going to try, but I mean, I don't know. He brought up the tortilla thing.
Oh, did he?
You know, he's okay. The first
yeah,
one.
That's right, he did. You know. He did. Okay, fair enough. He did. He brought it up.
But he's Mexican, so he's allowed right. to do
he's
that.
He's allowed to do
so,
it.
So, yeah. That makes sense.
He said beans.
Yeah.
So.
I used to, you know, not to sound too derogatory, but I remember as a kid, I thought that was the funniest derogatory term, beaner. Like, Hebe is a funny term.
Hebe is hilarious.
Hebe is funny. That's yeah. just a hilarious
especially when
term.
Archie Bunker says
yeah, we're like, oh, yeah. he's a Hebe. I thought yeah. that was funny. But when people said beaner, I thought that was really funny, too.
I don't like that one.
A
no.
beaner?
No.
I never understood. I didn't even know it was about Mexicans. I thought I had to oh, do with, I thought it was just word. Funny. Like, people say, oh, yeah, yeah beaners. And yeah. I thought it was, I thought it meant people who fart a lot. Oh. Beans make you fart. Okay. And then someone later on was like, no, you know, that's what they call Mexicans.
Mm.
But it's not a good thing to call Mexicans. You shouldn't be calling Mexicans beaners. It's, you know, it's derogatory.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, okay. I thought farters were called beaners.
Okay.
Drink some more of this eggnog.
Learning.
All right, we got one more guy here to call, Joel. Joel said he'd be delighted to speak with us on the show.
Hi, you've reached Joel. Please leave your name and number, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
Hey, Joel, it's Dean Harrison here calling you from Sick and Wrong. You know, we were really hoping to reach you and wish you a happy holidays.
Yeah, but, Joel.
Jesus. You know, I figured you'd be hanging around just waiting for our call all day, but apparently you have other better things to do. Anyway, just wanted to wish you a happy holidays, happy new year. Thanks for supporting the show all these years. And yeah, take it easy. All right, so we're wrapping up here part one of the Sick Wrong Holiday Show Spectacular. Always a blast. Next week will be part two. People, if you haven't already signed up for Patreon, I don't know what the fuck your problem is.
Yeah.
Come on. Quit being a Grinch here on Christmas. Give a little, get a lot. Bigger the bills, bigger the thrills. You know how it works. But seriously, go to Patreon. We're posting all sorts of extra content. That's why we give. We're giving. We embody the Christmas spirit.
I guess, you know? So. Yeah, yeah, we do.
We do.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're doing a lot of extra shit, a lot of bonus content. So if you go to Patreon, you sign up, you got to be at least the $5 tier. But at the $5 tier, you get access to all the exclusive content that we just post just to Patreon. So we're doing an extra story every week, extra phone calls. Harrison's doing extra videos. You're also reading co-hosts, the Sick and Wrong fan fiction.
Correct.
Dramatic reading of Sick and Wrong fan fiction. The wonderful story co-hosts. You can also subscribe to the Patreon RSS feeds. You can actually play all of this extra content on your iPhone if
word.
You wanted to.
Word.
So just go to patreon.com/sickandwrong and check out all that free stuff. Well, it's not free stuff. Extra stuff.
Extra stuff.
Yeah, just go to patreon.com/sickandwrong and sign up for Patreon today. Finally here, the Sick and Wrong Song of the Week. This is interesting. This is the first time we've ever done this. Harrison wrote an original song. An original song for the holiday show. It's called White Genocide. Tell me about it. What's the inspiration here?
Well, I came up with it when I was like drunk one night at like 4 a.m. And then that's when I wrote it down. It's a parody of White Christmas.
It's
about white genocide.
White genocide. So right? Killing all the white people.
Well, there's two ideas of white genocide.
Okay.
One of which is killing all the white people. One of which is just breeding out all the white people. And that's what the Richard Spencer guys, you know, the alt-right are saying.
Oh, what's happening.
When they complain about white genocide, they're complaining about white people being marginalized, white people being bred out of, you know, purity.
Bred out of out of culture and significance.
Yeah, exactly.
I think white people being left behind. And also, I think part of the thing is, too, is like white people can't have pride in their European heritage.
Right.
Isn't that what they're saying?
Yeah, that's a big part of it.
Like, you're not allowed to do it.
So, all of these things comprise the white genocide.
So what inspired you? Were you watching like a Richard Spencer speech or something?
White genocide is on my mind.
X or something?
White genocide is just something I try to throw into conversations because I think it's funny to talk about because I'm a weirdo, you know?
Would you put
it
that in?
It sounds funny.
In an OKCupid profile?
I would.
It's like I'm really into white genocide these days.
Yeah. Well, because it's like, I don't know, man. I went to a nightclub in Scotland, and I was like, I see it. I understand now white genocide. White I understand genocide. The appeal of white genocide, you know? After I saw a bunch of like 14-year-old Scottish people dancing in a club. So I got it, you know, I understood.
And they're drunk on Buckfast.
Yeah.
You know, it sounds like you're becoming a lounge singer. You got this like lounge singer swagger about you these days.
I guess so. I mean, the weird thing was like I wrote it and then like I got fucking really sick, you know, and then I was like, oh shit, I forgot to do that. Because I tried to record it while I have a hard time singing on key as it is. I tried to record it when I was sick and just was a total fucking disaster.
This one doesn't sound that bad.
Okay. Well, I tried to record it literally like a half an hour before I came over here.
Oh, wow.
And over like a karaoke version of fucking White Christmas. So I did my best, guys, you know?
So, okay. All right. So yeah. We're going to end the show with a Sick and Wrong original, White Genocide by Harrison. I wish you a Merry Christmas to everybody out there. Happy Hanukkah, happy Kwanzaa, happy, I don't know what the Hindus celebrate, but miscellaneous.
Diwali.
Happy Diwali. That already happened. Is that what the Hindu people do?
Yeah, that's on Halloween. That's around Halloween.
Ramadan. So happy Ramadan.
That moves around all over the place.
I never know. I can't keep up with it. Anyway, happy holidays. It's like a catch-all we can say with everybody.
Yeah.
We'll be back next week with part two with some special guests. Until then, take it sleazy.
I'm a dreaming of a white genocide, just like the ones we never knew. With country music rappers, where black life matters. And Wes Anderson's career is through.
Thank you. Hey.
I'm dreaming of a white genocide with every tiki torch they light. Bid brunch and adult kickball good night, and may all your genocides be white. I'm dreaming of a white genocide, and there'll be some resistance. Guys in MAGA hats face us, shouting Jews will not replace us, but they'll be bred out of existence. I'm a dreaming of a white genocide, a world that's reverse gentrified. May your interracial children be bright. And may all your genocides be white.
Colin,
can't take your call right now.
Just leave your message after the tone.
And when you're done, press hash or just hang up.
Hey, Colin, it's D and Harrison here calling from Sick and Wrong. I got to say, I love that message.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a voicemail message.
Sesh? Is that what
it is? I don't know. It's something like, press sesh, and we'll call you back.
Oh, sash.
That's sash?
Like the, yeah, that's like the pound sign.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Sash.
I'll call you back. I like that. Mm. Anyway, it looks like we missed you, probably because it's like 1:30 in the morning over there. But anyway, we wanted to wish you a happy holidays. Maybe we'll call you back some other time. All right. Take it easy, man. Happy holidays.